You know, the other day I was thinking about how this all. Huh? What? Yeah, I'm in the middle of recording it. The intro. Yeah, right now. Read this? Like instead of an intro? Okay. I've been handed a statement to read. It states, "All human-to-human physical interactions depicted in this episode of Dispatches from Student Quarantine are entirely simulated and fabricated. All physical interactions appearing in this work are fictitious. Any resemblance to real interactions are purely coincidental." This is Dispatches from Student Quarantine, Episode 301, Going the Distance to Socialize.
All right, what's going on, everyone? This is Chad. Welcome back to another episode of the podcast, Dispatches from Student Quarantine. And I don't know about any of you guys, but today is the day I'm leaving. I've had it. I'm going somewhere. I'm starting up the old whip, and we're going to get out of here. And I'm going to visit two of my friends from E-Town, Katie and Bill. And I'm going to see what they've been up to. I'm going to knock on their door and see how surprised they are, or mad, or like, what are you doing here? And you guys won't be able to see them, but you'll be able to hear their reactions. So let's go. All right. Haven't driven this baby in a while. All right, so going to Katie's first. We'll see how surprised she is. Maybe even kind of weirded out because I don't even know if she knows where she lives. Skirt! Rev the old engine. Listen to that baby purr. Going through here. Going a little fast. Going a little fast. But I need to slow it down just a bit. Just a bit. Just a bit. How you doing? I like to wave at people. I don't know. I like to wave. You know? I just think it's like common courtesy. So, you know, I'm just tired of being in that house. You know, you kind of just gotta go somewhere. Alright, I think this is it. Here we are. Pulling in. And we're here. Questions. Yo, Katie, what's up?
Chad, what are you doing here, man?
You know, I just got, I got tired of being home. I haven't seen my friends in a while, so I'm taking a road trip. Just thought I'd drop by and ask you a few questions.
Sure, I don't mind answering a few questions. Come on in.
So how have you been keeping up with your friends or just, you know, people that you would normally see on a daily basis?
I've been keeping contact with my pals through texting and social media. I also get the opportunity to see a few of them during Zoom calls for class, which makes attending classes just a little more fun.
Oh, nice, nice. It's good to hear that you're keeping up with your friends. I can be terrible with that. I'm not a big phone guy, hence why I'm here. But what have you been doing in place of spending time with your friends?
Well, there isn't really much to do, I'll be honest. I've been watching TV, doing chores, and playing video games, and that's about it. And I end up staying up really late watching anime, which has really thrown off my sleep schedule, but that's okay.
Oh my gosh, I'm the same way. It's like, if I don't have like a schedule, you know what I mean? I'll be up till like 2 or 3, which is probably not a good thing. So when was like the latest you've gone to bed since the start of quarantine? And what about the latest time you've woken up during quarantine?
I mean, normally I stay up pretty late, but I went to bed at 5 in the morning the other day. But the latest I've woken up was like 5:30 p.m., which was pretty cool because dinner was like already on the table, but my mom was so mad at me.
Oh, speaking of dinner, If you could get anything from the Jay's Nest right now, what would you order?
I would get a flatbread pepperoni pizza. I've been craving it for weeks.
What? Yo, not an egg Jay? Come on, yo, let's be real here. Egg Jays are a must.
Okay, okay. Everything at the Jay's Nest is a must. You can't argue with that.
Yes, I do agree with you on that. But anyways, Katie, thank you so much for your hospitality and answering my questions. I'll let you go.
No problem, Chad. Drive safe.
All right, we're off to Bill's house. Let me see what this guy's up to. All right, let's go surprise Bill. Yo, Bill, what's up, bro? How you doing, man? Can I come in? I promise I'm not contaminated.
Yeah, sounds good, my man. Come on in.
All right, yo. Dude, so I just came from Katie's place. Like, I stopped by to ask her a few questions. Can I ask you the same ones?
Yeah, of course. Hit me.
So, dude, how have you been staying connected with people you'd normally see on a daily basis?
Well, one of the best ways I've been staying connected with my friends is through video games, actually. A lot of my friends from home and I have grown up playing Xbox together, so it's nice to still have that connection during these times where we can't actually hang out with each other.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, Katie said she's been playing video games too, yo, and I'm a big video game addict myself. But yo, second question. If you could get anything from the Jay's Nest right now, what would you order?
Oh man, I know it's simple, but the chicken strips with some honey mustard was always my go-to. It was definitely my most frequent meal at E-Town, and I'm really missing my lunches at the Jays.
Yes, dude, chicken strips are the way to go. But what activities have you been doing in place of extracurriculars? You know, have you been getting any physical activity in?
Yeah, I've been doing my best not to turn into a total couch potato. Being home sucks because I was looking forward to playing on the club soccer team in the spring. So to fill that hole, I've been heading out to my backyard and just kicking around the ball, but it's not the same. I'm also utilizing some hills behind my house to get some running in, although some days I just can't get out of bed.
Bro, hill sprints is all I do. I don't run long distance. I have bad knees, so I have to run the hills, you know, and the hills is where it's at. But yo, what was the latest you've gone to bed since the start of quarantine? And what about the latest time you've woken up during quarantine?
Well, just the other night, I was up until about 4:30 in the morning, just on my phone watching YouTube videos. I actually haven't woken up that late, though. I think the latest I've gotten up during quarantine was about 11:30, which, to be honest, doesn't differ from my normal waking time at E-Town.
Dude, me too. Katie said she's been staying up late. It's probably not good for our health, but, bro, that's all I got. Those are all the questions I got for you. Thanks for letting me in and not being weirded out that I came over to say what's up, man. I know these are weird times, but yeah, bro.
Yeah, man. Thanks for coming and asking me questions. Have a safe trip back.
I will, bro. I will. Later. Well, it's raining all of a sudden. Weather can switch on you like a dime. But anyway, thanks guys for listening. That was totally fake. If you couldn't tell, which you probably could. I just wanted to thank you for listening. And, you know, it was fun to do that with Katie and Bill. And we had fun making it. And we hope you guys enjoyed it. And as always, stay safe. Bye.
Going the Distance to Socialize was produced by Chad Rosenberger with Bill Snyder and Caitlin Chambers. For Dispatches from Student Quarantine, I'm Colin Hill.